A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul was talking to the overseers of the Lord's sheep in Ephesus, under-shepherds of the Good Shepherd. "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men, speaking twisted things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, be alert. And now, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among those who are sanctified. Wolves from outside, and from inside, men speaking twisted things. The Lord's sheep in Ephesus would face great danger. If their enemies had anything to say about it, they would be torn away from the Good Shepherd, stalked down and destroyed. St. Paul speaks with urgency and intensity as he urges the pastors of the Ephesian congregations to give themselves fully to providing for and protecting the flock of believers under their care. In the face of such dangers, the promises of our Good Shepherd are especially precious. "My sheep will never perish," he says, "and no one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." With this promise, you can confidently confess with David, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And Jesus doesn't put any conditions on his promise, doesn't qualify it at all. "It is impossible," he says, "that his sheep should perish. In his hand, they are unsnatchable." As precious as this wonderful promise is, though, there's even more to consider in our text. The Jewish leaders had confronted Jesus as he was strolling in the temple courts. It was late November or sometime in December. During that week-long celebration of Hanukkah, some 4 or 5 months before they would succeed in getting Jesus condemned to death. They were losing patience with him. Well aware of their animosity, Jesus wasn't making things easy for them. If, for instance, he would just claim to be the Christ, then they would make a case against him for blasphemy. After all, they were convinced that whoever he was, he couldn't possibly be the Messiah, the Lord's anointed. After all, his teaching didn't match theirs. Jesus is pretty forthright in his response. "I told you," he said, "and you do not believe." Note the tenses of the verbs there. "I told you," past tense. "You do not believe," present tense. These Jewish leaders were living in continual state of not believing. Whatever Jesus said, whatever he did, their minds were made up. "The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me," he told them. That fact hadn't been lost on one of their own, the Pharisee Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. When he had come to Jesus at night, he began, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." In the miraculous signs Jesus had been performing, the Father was witnessing to Jesus' identity. The leaders who were confronting Jesus that day weren't lacking in testimony concerning him. But as the saying goes, there are none so blind as those who will not see. The most deluded people are those who choose to ignore what they already know. The Jewish leaders knew that Jesus was sent from God. The evidence that he had shown in his signs were overwhelming. But because they were not part of his flock, they were living in a continuing state of not believing. And it's worth paying careful attention to how Jesus puts it. "You do not believe because you are not part of my flock." We might be tempted to think that as a result of their not believing, they are therefore now excluded from the flock. But Jesus says just the opposite. It's their not being part of his flock that's behind their not believing. How is this significant? Well, Jesus goes on to say, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Hearing Jesus, believing his words, trusting his promises, is what his sheep do. His sheep are those whom the Holy Spirit has called by the gospel, enlightened with his gifts, sanctified, and is keeping in the true faith. Your place as a member of the Good Shepherd's flock is evident in the fact that you hear and believe Jesus' words. And that means the rest of what Jesus says about his sheep applies also to you. Not only do you hear his voice, though, He knows you, and you follow him. He knows you. He knows your weaknesses and frailties, the temptations that you find most challenging, and the concerns about which you are most prone to worry. He was tempted in every way just as you are. And because of that, he is able to sympathize with you in your weaknesses. Literally, he suffers with you in them. And when you stray or fall under temptation, he comes after you in order to rescue you, to pick you up and bring you back, to restore you. After all, you are a precious member of his flock. Shepherds don't abandon their sheep when they lose their way. Shepherds search for them and then carry them back to safety. And that's what Jesus does for you. Of course, that points up a great danger. You and I have the ability to turn away from the shepherd. And when he comes to find us, to refuse his help, although he loves you and died to save you, he won't force you to be one of his sheep. Should you exercise the awesome power to reject his salvation and adamantly persist in refusing his help, you can sadly separate yourself from your shepherd and from his salvation. But that grieves him deeply and is the only way you can be lost to him. In all of creation, your determined and unwavering refusal to be saved is the only thing that could separate you from his love. As far as any and every other threat goes, you are unsnatchable in your shepherd's hand, unsnatchable from his Father's hand. Jesus gives you eternal life, and as a member of his flock, as a sheep in his hand, you will never, ever perish. Listen again to the gracious and merciful words of your loving shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. That means that because of your Savior Shepherd's great and abiding love, you have a place among that innumerable multitude the Apostle John saw in the future revealed to him by the Lord, coming out of the great tribulation, who had washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Thus, these words of prophecy are your future. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them, will shelter you with his presence. Then you shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike you, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be your shepherd, and he will guide you to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. This is the Lord Jesus and his Father's will for you. Thank God. Amen. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen.